Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that you have revealed yourself to us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we pray that as we dwell on your word together now, you would help us to grasp more of your goodness and mercy, and also to see the implications for our lives and world. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Do sit down. Well, I wonder if you've ever played that game where you're shown a photograph of an object from an unexpected angle and you have to try to guess what the object is. Well, it can be quite tricky. But in many ways, in working out what God is like, human beings have often seen him rather like that game. So there is a lot of evidence that God is there and that God is real. But human history is full of human guesswork about what God is actually like. In the New Testament letter to the Romans, we're told that we can work out from what is around us that God is powerful and bigger than we are, and that he is eternal, that he has always been. But to understand God more as he really is difficult. Is God a he, a she, or an it? Are there lots of gods, like the Hindus say? Is God the universe itself, as some, especially Eastern religions, teach? Is God all-powerful, but can change his mind so as to seem rather arbitrary or unpredictable, as in Islam? Is God good, or is he sometimes good and sometimes bad? Are we ourselves God, like New Age mysticism implies? Well, the truth is, to appreciate God as he really is, we need God to reveal himself to us. We need him to show us what he is really like so that we can grasp him more as he truly is. Well, when we turn to the Bible, we find that God does show us what he is like. God reveals himself to us. So we find that the clues around us are right. God is the eternal God who has always been. He is the unchanging maker of the universe. He is all-powerful and all-knowing. And we also discover that as the Athanasian Creed summarizes the Bible's teaching, God is one, and also there are three persons within the one God. Not three gods, and not one God who simply works in three different ways, but one God in three persons. And indeed, that God is incomprehensible in the sense of ultimately beyond our limited minds, but he has revealed himself to us so that we can understand what is true about him. Now, you'll see on the notice sheet there the reproduction of a famous illustration of God as Trinity that goes back many, many centuries. An illustration that is meant to safeguard the essential truths about God. So God there in the middle, he is one God. And the Father is God going into the middle. The Son is God. The Holy Spirit is God. And yet also to safeguard the truth of who God is, the Father is not the Son. The Father is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not the Son. God shows us in his word that there are not lots of gods, there's one God. He is one God, and when we see what he tells us about himself, we find that he is three persons within his oneness. In other words, God is himself a relationship within himself. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit perfectly communicating and sharing and loving together. Right from the very beginning. Now, in our Bible reading, we're able to listen in to Jesus praying. We read in John's Gospel, chapter 1, 17, verse 1, Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father. And he continues in his prayer to his Father and calls him in verse 3, the only true God. God is the one who can, verse 2, give eternal life because God himself is eternal. He has always existed and always will. And then we hear Jesus ask that after his death and resurrection, through which he would fulfill God's plan, God his Father might glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. See, Jesus prays to the eternal Father God and recognizes that he himself shared God's greatness and eternal nature before the world was created, and in fact he will do so again. As the start of John's Gospel reminds us, Jesus is God too. Jesus, the eternal Word of God, who was with God in the beginning and is God. And what's more, as we heard last week in John chapter 15, Jesus speaks of the Holy Spirit, the Helper, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father. He will bear witness about me. So within the oneness of God, there is God the Father, who made the universe and keeps it going, God the Son, who became a human being in Jesus, and the eternal, always existing Holy Spirit of God, who works in the world today, pointing people to Jesus and doing what Jesus would do if he was still here in his body. Now, what we see here then is that we are not left to look around and to simply try and work out what God is like. God has revealed himself to us as one God in three persons. God is a triunity, a trinity, three persons in one God. He is a relationship within himself, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, this truth is very important because it is how God is and how he has made himself known to us. But also there are important implications for life and belief. Firstly, God is personal and loving. The God who is himself one God and yet is involved in perfect relationships within himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so this shows us that God is personal and loving. God, from before time began, could love and express his love. God is complete in himself, but also he is outward looking in love. And what's more, God shares his relationship in some ways with his people. Now, this is great news for us human beings. God is himself an eternal relationship, and he seeks to draw others to share in some way in the community of his loving relationship. Through making us and rescuing people through what God the Eternal Son did when he became human in Jesus, and making it real by his Holy Spirit, others can share in God's eternal relationship of life. So Jesus prays to the Father God in John 17, and he says, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." But also we see, as we think about the truth of God as three and one, God as one and yet distinct different persons within his oneness, that actually we human beings are made to in some way illustrate and mirror this relationship that God is. The Bible tells us that we human beings are made in the image of God, a little bit like God. God has always been himself a relationship, a family of love, with each different person of God being together and working together in a perfect way. Well, this relationship within God is to be reflected in human relationships. The unity in diversity that is God, the oneness and yet differentness, is in particular to be reflected in human marriage. Jesus said, "For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." So the differentness of a man and a woman, physically and socially and in other ways, come together to be one. They come, the two, to be a unity. And that is for the benefit of family life and children and society. And that helps us in life in general, because we can value the differentness and the distinctiveness of the two parts of humanity, male and female, equal in value and dignity, and yet at the same time recognise that we have complementary differences that benefit the whole. And of course, in general, just as God is not an isolated individual, but God is a relationship of three distinct persons together, so we human beings are not made to be on our own. We're made to relate to others in families, in friendships, in our neighbourhoods, in the workplace, and indeed through the church community. Well, then we don't need to guess what God is like. God has revealed to us what we really need to know. And that includes the reality that he is one God and that he is a relationship within himself, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And that reminds us that God is loving and personal. And wonderfully that he shares his loving relationship with others. And that we human beings made in his image are to reflect God's life in relationships of distinct and complementary persons. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that you have revealed yourself to us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We thank you for the way that we see your work in different ways through each person that you are. And we ask that you would give us grace to understand, to grasp what we need to understand, but most of all to know your love, that love that has existed within yourself from all eternity. And we pray that our lives and our church community might be shaped by the reality that you are one God and three persons. Amen.